Good morning. Well, we finally reached the end of Lent, at least technically speaking. And as a humorous cartoon on Facebook I saw last night said, "We Orthodox now celebrate the end of Lent with 7 more days of fasting and Holy Week." So let us begin that time period. And we begin that time period with these 2 special days, this weekend that leads us into Holy Week, this bridge of sorts that leads us into Holy Week from Lent, beginning today with the Saturday of Lazarus. And there's so many beautiful teachings that we learn in today's long but beautiful gospel lesson, hearing of Christ showing us through his action, especially his humanity, through weeping and feeling moved, and also showing us his divinity and his ability to raise Lazarus from the tomb. And as we look at this gospel lesson, and as I was listening actually on Wednesday, pre-sanctified, to one of the hymns that was chanted during the lesson, I myself felt moved in a way by what the hymn said. So oftentimes when we approach the Saturday of Lazarus, we find hope in death. We see through the death of Lazarus' resurrection as a preview of sorts to the death but resurrection of Christ. And I can say as a clergyman in the church, very often we're reminded of the reality of death. So often we see funerals come into the church and we're constantly reminded of the reality of death, which in a way is interesting, at least for myself, how shocking, how eye-opening it is to again see the reality of death, because that obviously implies that you forget how real death is, just maybe the day right after a funeral, and then again another funeral comes, and again we're reminded with this reality of death. And of course, on the Saturday of Lazarus, we can find hope in death. We can find hope in the reality of death, seeing his resurrection as a preview to Christ's own resurrection. But this, and I'll quote the hymn that was chanted on Wednesday night at the pre-sanctified Vespers, the pre-sanctified liturgy during the Vespers portion, that our hope in death is something even more. This is what the hymn says. It says, "My friends, let us go and bring Lazarus back." This is Christ speaking. Christ says, "My friends, let us go and bring Lazarus back so that in that way death may experience fully its own defeat and might clearly feel the total destruction which I will give it." Not only does Christ tell us through this day, through the Saturday of Lazarus, that he completely became a man so he could completely resurrect humanity. Not only does he give us that preview, but he gives death a preview of its own destruction. He gives death a preview of its own destruction through the Saturday of Lazarus, because just a week later, he will completely and utterly destroy the doors of Hades. As we see in the icon of the resurrection, Christ is literally standing upon the broken doors of Hades. And not only does he do that, but he gives death and Hades a preview of that. And I was deeply moved in that hymn, because not only do we have the opportunity through this story, through the Saturday of Lazarus, to find hope in resurrection. It's not a fleeting hope, however. It's not the fleeting hope that might come as I myself see funerals come through and remember the reality of death. But it's a powerful hope. Because not only does our Savior give us a preview of resurrection, but he gives death a preview of its own destruction. What a powerful message. This message, my brothers and sisters, this morning as we walk across this bridge to Holy Week, is a big opportunity for us. In today's gospel lesson, as I mentioned, we hear twice a clear indication from St. John the Evangelist of the humanity of Christ. 2 times. Christ being moved and Christ weeping. And this is told to us intentionally so that we can remember that Christ was completely a man, a human being. This opportunity that we stand on this bridge to Holy Week is an opportunity, even in the 11th hour, to join with that man, that God-man, Christ. Because if we join to him, if we find ourselves even now on this bridge into Holy Week, strong enough to join with him, we are not simply joining with someone who will only pick us up, but we are walking side by side with someone who not only destroys death, but someone who even is so bold to give death its own preview to its own destruction. As you all know, today we also celebrate the feast day of St. George. Today is we commemorate him. And when his feast day falls within Great and Holy Lent, his actual celebration is moved to the Monday after Pascha so that we can fully celebrate him. And I find it appropriate that on this day we also remember, at least in the back of our minds, St. George. And actually, accidentally, I read the gospel lesson a couple days ago of St. George before I read the gospel lesson of Lazarus when preparing to say a few words about this sermon. But as our New Testament professor, Father Paniotis and I, New Testament professor from Holy Cross would always say, there's always a reason that you'll stumble upon something. And I found in that gospel lesson something very powerful, where Christ tells us that we too will experience everything he experienced, and that no servant is greater than their master. And of course, we've heard this gospel lesson before, and we'll hear it again in a couple weeks. But we also can remember that message. No servant is greater than their master. No servant is more than their master. If we put these two images together, the power of the preview of death's destruction with this line of no servant is greater than their master, we're not told that we are not better than Christ or we are not with, but that we're with Christ and we're standing with him with strength. And as we approach Holy Week, as we approach the passion of Christ, as we approach the crucifixion but the resurrection of Christ, let us remember that we're not greater than him, but next to him, standing side by side with someone so bold and so powerful that he even gives death its own preview of its own destruction. Let us find strength in that. Let us find power in that as we crest the bridge tomorrow of this weekend and walk into Great and Holy Week.